as we sing it. Now this is not all part of the script. We have other songs and things. Amen. But can't always go by script. Let God have His way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All of me, word. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
You can be seated. Give it honor to God. I thank God for being here. We will stand for the reading of the word when we get there. Not used to such nice words being said concerning me. I'm normally a guy behind the scenes. I'd rather not be so visible. But when God is involved, you cannot be invisible.
Yes.
So I thank God for this marvelous opportunity to bring forth the word of God. I don't take it lightly that God chooses someone to bring forth his word. We know that God is his word. Before we read, I'll give you just a short testimony. And thank God for my wonderful wife.
Amen.
Thank God for my wife. Saying you got to find the right one is a good thing. And I'll focus on the word good and not the word thing. My wife is good. And for many that didn't know, was it Thursday? Thursday, I got up early in the morning to go to work and had a just an upset stomach, just nagging upset stomach. As the day wore on, the pain got worse. Finally, I got home. I refuse to eat anything when I'm not feeling good. I just won't. I drank a little coffee, a little orange juice, a little bit of water. Was kind of nervous putting anything in my body. So I didn't eat anything throughout that entire day. As the day wore on, I got home from work, made it through the work day, and the pain persisted and increased. And I was sitting, my wife kept asking if I'm all right, I said, yeah, I'll be okay, you're past, don't worry about it, it's not a big deal, just an upset stomach. Somewhere, to make the long story short, the nausea came. And when the nausea came, I thought that it was going to have its way, and it didn't. But in that process, I was sort of kneeled on one knee, and I went to stand, and the room started spinning. My wife immediately ran and got oil and prayed for me, and I stood up, and I broke into an incredible sweat. My body felt like it went up 20 degrees in temperature. I could barely breathe. The heat level was so high. And the next thing I know, I opened my eyes. I was sitting on the floor. She saw all of what happened in between. I had no idea. From that point, made my way. She coaxed me into the car, and that was a chore in itself. I made my way to the hospital, spent the night in the ER, didn't get home till 5 Friday morning. They ran a battery and test and determined it could have been a small blockage. The last time something of this nature took place, I spent 30 days in a hospital, 6.5 hours of surgery. God is a good God.
Amen.
Those of you that have a spouse that prays for you,
amen,
you're blessed. When your spouse will pray for you, you're blessed. You are blessed. We're going to stand for the reading of the word. Our reading is going to come from Jude. I'm kind of an extemporaneous speaker, so bear with me. I'm going to put this mic down for a minute because I need my extra eyes. Hold on. Now that's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We're going to read from Jude. Starting with verse 3 through verse 4, 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray for one moment. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask, O God, that you touch the hearts, the souls, and the minds of those that are present that are hearing your word. Bless, O Lord, the message, Lord, and the messenger, in Jesus' name. You can be seated. I knew for a while that the pastor wanted me to speak today. And I ran into a series of events that kept me from being able to get into my Bible, being able to get something set in my mind. And I was wrestling with what would God have me to say. I wasn't really sure. And for those of you all that have known me for any length of time, I'm a little new here. Thank God for being here. I love looking up words. I love finding out what things mean. So I was curious about what the word Hebrew meant. And it means he or they from the other side. That's what the word Hebrew means. So I count myself as a Hebrew. I'm from the other side. But I made it up.
I want to be honored. Amen. I want to be spoken of. I
want to be known. Everything does not make God known, but there is a way that God said, honor me. And those that know the truth, we must proclaim God's word from every housetop, every platform, every area, because he said his gospel will be preached in all the world, and then the end will come. We've got to contend for the faith that was once entrusted to the people of God. To give you an idea of what God's church is like, you can see a tree, and the tree has many branches, and the branches have many leaves, and the leaves might have much fruit, but every fruit on that tree is one fruit, and every leaf on that tree is the same. Though the branches are far-reaching, there's one stalk, one trunk that feeds that tree. Jesus is the trunk that's feeding the tree. Maybe a church in Russia and in China and in England and somewhere else, but God named Jesus is the root of the church, and the truth flows through the tree, and the root is sown by the people of God. And are you still with me? But we have an obligation as God's people. We must contend for the faith that was once delivered to the church, for the truth of the word of God that he entrusted into our hands, this precious treasure we have in earthen vessels, that the power of God might be shown through us. God said, I'm going to save you so you can spread my word. We have to be sowers of God's word. There are souls that are dying daily, souls that are lost daily. Someone is reaching, seeking for God. But which one of us will make ourselves available to say, this is the way? We have to be the light of the world. Somebody needs hope, and that hope is in us. We've got to give hope to the dying world that is looking for light. God said, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. But he said, we have to take it to the world. And lows and ups and downs and ins and outs. Our lives are not without struggle. Nobody said it would be a cakewalk when you took on this manner of living. He said, if any man will come unto me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Denying ourselves, that's not an easy thing to do. Getting out of ourselves, I'll use me. I won't say our, I'll say me. That's not easy. I've been walking this journey for almost 40 years, and there's still a lot of me in my way. I find myself tripping over my own feet, trying to get out of my way. I've learned that the more of me gets out of me, the more of him gets in. I've got to give God some space to move in. See, I'm a building under renovation. I'm being gutted on the inside, so that God can move on the inside and then show his glory on the outside. And then they'll say, oh, what a change in my life. I'm talking about me. But if anybody can identify with the word of God, you can set your hand up and say, thank you.
trying to stay somewhere in here. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and when I look back over my life, and I see all what's in the rear view, and I look at the hills, and I look at the valleys,
peace.
it for you. This is not the route that I was taking. None of my papers up here says this. But if someone is struggling, God knew the struggle before it got here. If God allowed it, he's in all things of our hour saints. And the abundant grace through the thanksgiving of many may renown the result in the glory of God. Whatever we are undergoing, God is working a good work. For he that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter how bad it is. Doesn't matter how much you don't understand what's going on. Doesn't matter how horrible you think the situation is. God said that he's able to make the crooked things straight. If we trust and never doubt, he will surely bring us out. God has a blessing in store. He said the race is not to the swift, neither the battle to the strong.
Done something wrong.
I've asked this question before, and how many of you out there are parents? Just raise your hand if you're a parent. Tell me, what can your child do so grievous that you would disown them and turn your back and hate them? Nothing. But God, as our Father, will never, cast us off. Doesn't matter what the situation is, give it to God and He will fix it. All things are possible if you only